Welcome to PITGO Happenings. I'm your host, Diana McFarland. I'm here to give you a front row view of county government.
Hello, PITGO listeners. Thank you for joining us here today. And if you're new, welcome to the program. We are taking a turn here today on PITGO Happenings. As many of you know, the town of Chatham is the county seat for Pennsylvania. The majority of county operations are based in Chatham, and for that reason, the county has an interest in the town's continued vitality. Chatham's future is also in the minds of many others, namely the Chatham Rotary Foundation, the Chatham Rotary Club, and Chatham First, all of which have joined together to embark on what they call Reimagine Chatham. Here to talk about Reimagine Chatham today is Joe Rogers. He is chairman of the Reimagine Steering Committee. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, we'll just dive right in, talk about this project. What prompted Reimagine Chatham? Can you tell us a little bit about the history of it?
Absolutely. About 2 years ago, I found a trust was created. It was specifically focused on trying to provide funding for various entities working toward improvement of the quality of life in different communities, as well as improving the business environment. So this group wanted collaborative effort to help facilitate any grants that they gave. Specifically, they identified various entities or civic groups that were eligible to receive money through the foundation. It wasn't an open foundation, so to speak. There were particular groups that were eligible to apply. Locally, these groups were Chatham First, Chatham Rotary Club, Chatham Rotary Foundation, and they were selected apparently because of their history of successfully teaming with the town and other business entities to bring improvements to Chatham. And there's been quite a bit of that over the last 15 or 20 years. Some of these were individuals, some were several clubs involved, but specifically they influenced factors like the nursing home here, the renovation of the old elementary school into the Chatham Lofts, the construction of Competition Alley, the renovation of Silas Moore Park, the renovation of Francis Hurt Park, and the corner of Depot and Main, turned that into a park right there adjacent to the Paths building. Uh-huh. So these are the types of things they have done. And these are the types of items that identify these organizations as potentially being able to bring further improvements to the area.
So you all got together, and what are you going to do with the grant money?
Yeah, we are. Chatham First, Chatham Rotary Club, and Chatham Rotary Foundation applied for a grant. The funding was received in December. Mm-hmm. We were approved, which was fortunate, and the funding was received in December. And so we set about trying to put in place an organization to administer this grant. You know, the application said that we would be committed to form a committee representing cross sections of the various entities in town, and that we would manage this grant through what's called a steering committee. Mm-hmm. Now, the steering committee has been formed. It was set up initially, started staffing it back in December, and we've recently finished the staffing. The following organizations are represented. It's chaired by the Chatham Rotary Foundation because they were the primary grant applicant and were also set up to receive and manage the money. We have a treasurer, in effect. Chatham First is a member, and Chatham Rotary Club is a member, representing local civic organizations. The town of Chatham has two representatives. Then there are various businesses involved. We have Kellen's Coffee. We have Columbia Forest Product. And we have Studio 29. So we have three business representatives. We have two representatives from Chatham First, two from Rotary, two from Chatham Rotary Foundation. We have two representatives from the local chapter of the NAACP. We have a representative from the Pennsylvania Historical Society. So that's basically our structure. Hopefully we'll be able through that structure to reach the entire community for input to this. The idea being that we will hire a consultant to develop a so-called growth and renewal plan or vision for Chatham. And under that plan, once it is accepted, in the future, individual grant applications can be made to make improvements in town, consistent with the vision.
So let's back up a little bit. Can you reveal where you all got the grant from? The grant. Who gave you all the grant?
Grant's a local foundation. Part of the stipulations of the grant are that we not release the name of the grantor nor the amount of money.
Okay. All right.
So that's confidential.
Okay. Well, wanted to get that.
Right.
Because they might be wondering.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what prompted this project and what was the thoughts behind we need to do this?
Back in summer, about the middle of July, a trustee from the grant organization had a meeting, a gathering of Chatham First, Chatham Rotary, Town of Chatham Council members, and the Rotary Foundation, and basically said there are funds available under this grant for community development and to establish improvements in town. Applications would be welcome. But what they wanted to see was not individual organizations applying for a specific grant.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see a collaborative effort between the organizations in town. They wanted to have a situation in which you have everybody in town as much as possible involved in this effort. So the original structure of the steering committee managing this, of course, includes the town of Chatham, as well as the civic organizations, businesses, and other organizations.
Well, was there a feeling behind this that Chatham needed some extra oomph going forward?
Well, I think there are a lot of things people like about Chatham, and that clearly, like any community, there are things that could be improved. So, yes, I think Grantor felt like any community can always take a look inside itself and see what needs to be made better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what's driving this. Yeah, there are things people need, and there are things that pretty much everybody sees as a need in town. For example, it would be nice to find some way to have a grocery store in town within walking distance of some people that don't have transportation. So, yeah, there are needs in Chatham. I think this study will identify the strengths of Chatham as well as the weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will build on those. Chatham has a lot of unique features for a small town of 1,200 people. We have two private schools here. We have several museums that have been developed both by historical society and private entities. And people like the aspects of Chatham, the small town environment. It's attractive, but they also see things that need to be improved.
Yeah, and the county, of course, has a vested interest in the town because it's the county seat.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these organizations have been involved in trying to improve the town for a long time. Chatham First was founded around 2001, and Chatham Rotary has been here a long time. And they have worked on individual projects and worked together at times and individually to make things happen in town. For example, they teamed up to make a major renovation at Silas Moore Park, which was in bad shape. They put facilities in Francis Hurt Park. Work is obvious during the summer with the flower baskets, and Rotary provided the decorative poles on Main Street. So they have a history of trying to bring amenities and improve the quality of life in town. And this is just an extension and building upon that civic spirit. There's a lot of volunteerism in Chatham for a town as small as we are.
Yeah, there is. Like just the things you mentioned. And they're real obvious when you walk around town that's been going on. So you all put out a bid for a consultant to help with this project?
Yes. We developed a scope of work and we solicited responses from three firms that all appeared to be quite qualified in doing this type of work.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's called a qualifications-based procurement.
Okay.
So the primary selection factor for these firms will be their skills, how well their skills match up against the needs of this specific study. And we have received proposals, and those proposals were reviewed and comments sent back to the firms, and they've begun being given an opportunity to modify those as necessary to make sure that their understanding of what we want is consistent. And basically, we want to make sure they understand what we want and have a clear scope of work.
So you're still in the selection process with the consultant?
We will probably select a firm within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So that's where we are right now. At that point, a lot of the steering committee work will have been done. We'll step back and there's their project to drive. We're there to support them. If they need data, if they need some kind of a few extra hands helping perform a task, we're there to do that. But this is their study. That's what they've been hired for. They are the experts in doing this work. And the most important aspect of this is that they will hold and schedule community gatherings or public input sessions. And that data is what will drive the ultimate goal. I would say this, that we have invested a lot of lot of energy early on in this and develop communication tools. And we have established a website.
Right, and that is at reimaginechatham.org.
Yes, and I would encourage anybody interested in this to go to reimaginechatham.org, and there you can sign up for email updates.
Okay.
So we will be posting progress reports, and there will be basic data posted there, such as minutes of our meeting. We're trying to be transparent about this process.
Yeah, and they're there because I looked, and sure enough, it is very transparent. I mean, the meeting minutes and whatever you all are doing is on there now.
Yeah, there's work. It's work in progress. More data will be there later. We'll continue to try to refine that. We've also developed some cards and posters that will be placed around town and handed out, have a QR code on there. You can scan it, and it will take you to reimaginechatham.org, and you can sign up for email updates.
Before these public meetings are held, what would you like residents and other interested folks to think about so they can be prepared to come to a meeting and provide input?
Yeah, we did an internal survey, non-scientific, simply to see what the members of the steering committee would like to see happen. We have 14 people there that represent a wide cross-section of the town, and we asked three questions. These may not be what the consultant asked, but this is what we ask.
Mm-hmm.
Three simple questions. List your top five things that you think are good about Chatham. List five things that you think need improving. And if you had a wish list, what would be your top five items that you would like to see in the town of Chatham? The input from that was, obviously we got a lot, a broad spectrum of input. But if you look at it for a while, then it began rather easily to distill that down into some things that people want. For example, there's a wide acceptance of things like people like about Chatham, the small town atmosphere. It's pretty, if people feel safe here in general. And some of the things that people want are amenities, a better business environment. And so there are things like on a wish list, you might have like expand the historic district,
mm-hmm.
because there are financial benefits to developing in the historic district. And the last time it was defined was about 2000. And since then, there are other areas that need to be looked at. So these are type things that people would like to see. People would like to see an ice cream shop in town. You know, I don't know how you do that, but it'd be great to find a way. I'm sure there are people that can, specific grant, we could find somebody to determine what would help that business environment. Or maybe there are some business launch grants
uh-huh.
available out there that would help somebody do that. Anyway, these are the type of things we're looking at, both amenities and improving the business environment and helping bring people into town. There are some things here in Chatham that might even make it like a little destination. There are places, a lot of interesting things that if they were properly marketed and properly staffed could make it worthwhile for somebody to come in Chatham, spend a day, eat in a restaurant, you know, and see what's here. There's a lot to see here for a small town.
There is. When will this project wrap up? Is there a timeline?
We don't really know. The consultant that we select will develop a schedule
okay.
for completion. We have a grant requirement that we need to meet with the grant trustees in the June-July timeframe. I think that's primarily to see that we're making progress
mm-hmm.
and we're making good use of the funds that have been made available to us. Ideally, it would be great to have it essentially complete then to be reviewed. But that may be too much of an expectation. It should certainly be finished, hopefully, by the end of the summer. I think that would be a reasonable goal.
Okay. And this will this all funnel itself to the town council? Are they involved?
I'm glad you mentioned that. This is absolutely essential to have involvement by the Chatham Town Council. Most of these subsequent grants to make improvements in town will have the best chance of being approved only if the town council has endorsed the effort.
Mm-hmm.
So town council has two representatives on the steering committee, Ms. Janet Bishop and Irvin Perry. It'll be imperative that the town council buy into this effort, and I feel like they will.
Okay, so folks, if you're out there and you want to get involved in this, be sure to go to reimaginechatham.org, sign up for email alerts, and I guess people will be notified when these meetings will be and they can participate.
Yeah, that may be very well one of the way that we want to notify people. We want to notify absolutely as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But that will be a primary for those who have signed up. They will get an email alert of when the public hearing will be held, or public meetings, there'll be several of those will be held.
Okay.
So that's where to go. We'll look at how to communicate with other people who don't have computers or not as accessible to them. But if you sign up on reimaginechatham.org, you'll get an invitation.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Mr. Rogers, thank you for joining us here today. It was a real pleasure learning about this project.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Thank you for listening to PITCO Happenings. I hope you learned something informative. If you have a question or want to make a comment, give me a call or send a text to 434-489-8739.